Hello,
Yes, hi.
Emily. You've been very, very busy, girl, for the last couple months.
I'm sorry?
You've been very, very busy for the last couple months.
Yeah.
Isn't
Well,
that?
I'm not my role isn't really on the phone, so I'm typically in meeting training or doing report or things like that. So
I understand that. So, how are you and your family doing? Et cetera.
pretty good. My son's about to start kindergarten, so
Oh, so you can kick him out of the house. Oh, that's my baby. I don't want him to go nowhere.
I'm sorry?
You're a mama and say, "That's my baby. I don't want him to go nowhere."
It's crazy that he's already so big. It
See,
does happen.
I was my mom's only child.
Oh, really? Well, I only have one son, but I do have a stepson. And my stepson is actually finishing high school next year, so I'll have one in kindergarten and one in senior.
One is graduating and one just starting.
Exactly. So we're starting it all over again.
That's happening. But just to tell you something, the point was my mother took me to school for 7 years. I went to elementary school because, she wanted to protect me. So,
Oh.
because she brought me to school, like when you get the ice cream trucks and crowds of kids, they like to play around and stuff like that. And they like to start fights and stuff like that. So my mother gets in the middle and stops all that stuff. So because of that, these so-called wise guys think they can get the better of me, and because they didn't like what my mom was doing, so I was like bullied, but I never really got hand laid on me because I was a fast runner. But I tell that to different people. Then when I got to junior high school, that was the 7th, 8th, and 9th grade. In the 8th grade, towards the end of the year, on May 19th, my dad died. So I was in gym class. And this is something that you should think about, even though you have an older kid. Your little boy, how old is he? 5, 6 years of age? He only has that many years of experience and knowledge in his brain. So if he gets a little bit of extra oomph of knowledge from you as his protective mother, he can withstand, the pressures and anxieties that he's going to face out there in the real world. So the point is, I walked in front of these guys, and I looked them in the eye as I walked by them, and I said, "My dad just died," just like that, forcefully,
Well.
like a, like a stern voice in my, And since that day, they never bothered me.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I hope they didn't bother you after that, 'cause wow.
No, because I maybe put him on a guilt trip, saying,
Right.
"Oh, he's a school kid alone because his dad died." But the point is, I've learned in my life that the reason you and I are starting to see time move so fast is because, I'm 66, so I have 66 years worth of knowledge. I can remember stuff when I was 5 years old, 10 years old, so on and so forth. And we have all these years of memory. Whatever age you are, you have all those memories. And it seems like time is flying fast for us because, we're looking back. But when you're 5 years old, all you guys, what, 5 years of memory, maybe 3 years at most. And when you're 10, you only got 10 years, so on and so forth. And when I was young, you couldn't get a word out of me because I was so timid and shy. But now, people tell me, "Larry, shut up," because I talk too much.
Well, my son is definitely not shy. He is always talking to everyone he meets. That's actually the problem, is we have to keep reminding him that not everyone is their friend.
Right, you can be friendly, but just be careful.
Right.
Just keep your eye out. Whatever little input you can give to him, little bits of education, just to keep, just, you're there as his guide, not as his commandant, But he gives him the positive little bits of reason, not the fact that you're just here, his parent. You're there as his. See, I'll tell you another story. My mother used to call me, "Lawrence, go to bed. Lawrence, brush your teeth. Lawrence, time for dinner," and so on and so forth. So about when I was like in the mid-20s, She comes to my room and she says, Larry. And I was like, shocked. And I said, hey, why did you call me Larry? She says, because all your friends call you Larry. Okay, but what it is that Lawrence, and my mother's name was Florence, Lawrence is Florence, the mother-son relationship,
okay.
That is the Lawrence. But Larry is the friendship relationship.
Oh.
It could be a son and mother relationship, but in turn, in the future, it should be a pure friendship relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the way it should boil down to, because we're all family and friends around this whole world. When my mom died, you're my sister that I never had a chance. I've known you about the last few years. I know you to a certain degree and how you things. But I consider everybody in the planet my family and friends. I just wish we were past this negative points in our thinking and saying and doing that around the world and here in the United States. You know, but we're in the 21st century. We should be way beyond all the qualms that people come up with. But same that we have to be stuck with it. But hopefully maybe one of these days we can get out of this mess. But the point I wanted to get with you, I had a quick question to talk to others. I got my order came in today, and I had a sign for it. Is that a new procedure?
So you're not the first one to ask. We send through the DHL, and it delivers through USPS. Some packages sometimes may go through FedEx, depending on, you know, just the location and what was available to ship it. Did it come through USPS? Okay.
Yeah,
I sent – let me check if I heard back. So we changed warehouse. We're not requiring
That was weird,
sorry.
You know.
Yeah, we're not requiring it, but you're not the first one that mentioned it. Let me check.
That was weird. I that's not the really weird one to talk about. That was just I talked to another special day. So no, we're not doing that. And I said, what? It does make sense because all the packages I've ever received from you, Eagle Moss, for the last what 3 some odd years, not much. I mean, I've had either they give me a key and I go to the other big, large box, and I have the box in there, or they give me a card, and I walk up to the counter, and they go in the back and give me my box. But this time, I gave them the card, because Zach, I had to sign for it. What?
So, and which one, was it on, was it an A-Shop order, or do you remember the shipment?
On my A-Shop order, it was order number 33. I just got
33.
That.
33. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
And says, that's what, he said, that's what your vendor requires us to do, get a signature.
So,
well,
I mean, we don't require signature as far as I can see, because we send it all. It's a DHL e-commerce just standard, and it goes with delivery through USPS. And most people are not being asked for a signature, but then we have some people every now and then. And when I look at their shipment, it looks the same. So I'd ask this week. I haven't heard back at
yet. Send me that package. I don't remember how it got here, UPS or FedEx.
It probably, let me check one second.
I never got time for that neither, you know, but that was a different kind of delivery choice. But all my individual shipments that I received from you, from my personal stuff, I've gotten to the post office, and I always go to play a P.O. box and always get it. And, you know, you had a little hiccup there in the course of last year with the disruption with this COVID, and you were not having. But it seems to be ironed out. Like I got the notice, you know, the link, and it's telling me it's going to be delivered by. And then I went there today, and it says delivered. I mean, I think that's ironed out. But when I went to, you know, I was like, I'm going to let somebody there, like you or.
Yeah, I'm going to send yours as another example. But yeah, we've heard some people mention. I'm not aware that that's required now. And like I said, most people don't seem to be asked for a signature, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I don't.
Yeah, it was through DHL, so I'm not sure, like,
You sent it out through DHL? I thought you were working with Pitney Bowes with the post office.
Yeah, we don't use Pitney Bowes anymore. So we are completely moved to our new warehouse, and we ship through DHL.
I think you told me about that.
Yeah, we're completely moved to our new warehouse. The eShop was the last thing to move to the new warehouse. So now we're shipping entirely. It's in Indiana, so you probably, I don't know if you noticed the address it came from would have been different. But We ship through, for most shipments, it's DHL e-commerce. So that's going to deliver through USPS, but it's just a DHL e-commerce deliveries goes through USPS. So you're not going to receive those tracking numbers for the Bitney Bows page anymore. It's the first thing you're going to get is a USPS tracking number.
Yeah, I think of,
so we had a lot of issues. So it's just...
Had a different setup.
We had a lot of problems, and I think just with the move to the warehouse, we just decided it was going to be better to go with a different option.
Your warehouse in Pennsylvania or something like that before? I don't remember where it was.
It was in Pennsylvania, yes. It was in Meadville, Pennsylvania. So now it's in Indiana. I think it's Jacksonville. I'm trying to remember the exact name.
I see that your universe is really expanding out there. They're moving big time with all your, in the Star Trek universe, whether it be the multiverse and so on and so forth.
The Star Trek universe one is going to have like a whole bunch of models from all over.
Yeah, I just got the Zinghei, whatever you call it, the one that Riker was on.
That was the delivery on that order that you got, yeah.
I got that. And there's a couple other, because I wanted to get some samples. I was breaking down, I finally bought the La Serena. I didn't really care for that shit, but I bought it anyways. Got a couple of the online chips, they got the Kittimer, very unique designs that they did on the. The main thing I like about these things, not basically just to have the samples, but I just like all the different variations of design. Now, I don't know if you ever got a chance to see some of those videos by this guy, ZE Films. I mean, he makes all these for the purpose of using for the Star Trek Online gaming thing or whatever.
Okay.
He does. I mean, if you see all the iterations of all the little, like, films of all the different, I mean, it's a shame that you can't utilize him in your repertoire to have, because he has a lot of the ships that you have, in your stock there. But he has, I mean, if you just thumb through just a couple of his videos, I mean, it's something that, like, you would see in a movie. I mean, you just see the ships flying and see the very close-ups and all this stuff. It's excellent. I would like to get in touch with them to make me a starship called Star Traveler, which I think I told you about, that I have a star in the Corvus constellation called Star Traveler. It's a registered star.
Oh, okay.
And then one of my songs is about the starship Star Traveler. And in my video, too. It says the perpetual voyage of the starship Star Traveler. It's my name Traveler, so Traveler Enterprises. So I have my starship called Star Traveler, but also my star is named Star Traveler. I got the Ascension and the Descension, Corvus number 6, whatever the number. It's all registered in the star registry. So I'm up there in out there in the universe. But I just added on my 6th page underneath the Enterprise. Did you believe, I didn't know, and I went, and there's a couple of videos. If you go onto my 6th page and you look under the Build the Enterprise, Dan proposed like about almost 10 years ago to build a real Enterprise out in space. But did you believe they almost had a true life structured like the original movie Enterprise? They were going to install it in Las Vegas. They were actually going to build a 1,000-foot-long replica of the actual size of a Starship Enterprise in the heart of downtown, because you had the strip there where we're becoming family oriented in Las Vegas, but you had downtown is where all the big gambling joints were, all the hotels, right, the original places, and they want to revitalize that. So there were the mayor and everybody, even the big execs at Paramount was approved it, but the CEO of Paramount said no. They were ready to sign the bottom line and had everything set up to go start building. But the CEO says, well, what happens if this thing flops? Then it's like a dinosaur of a monument sitting there in the middle of Las Vegas and makes me look bad. So he said no. But you take the video, and later on they had the Enterprise Experience there in one of the hotels, and they wound up at the other place turned into something else, I can't remember. But they were actually going to build a life-size Enterprise. Did
oh, wow. That's crazy.
I have an idea, but there's more entertainment value. Mine's based on scientific value, dealing with the real history of the Enterprise. That's why I'm pushing about the legacy, Enterprise legacy, and I haven't heard from you people. That's what I'm surprised. Nobody's reached out to me. The point is that we have the aircraft here. I don't know where it's moored at right now. We have the Enterprise space shuttle sitting on the aircraft carrier Intrepid in New York Harbor somewhere over there. We have, but the other one's a tall ship, could be rebuilt very easy out of wood. And the other, the VSS Enterprise, this crash, they can build a little simulated model of that from Virgin Galactic. Those are the real ones. Then you can have a real, you know, like what they're going to build in Las Vegas, have it put it somewhere so people could see our past, our present, could this be our future type experience. It's all based upon the name Enterprise. Let us begin, like Picard said in one of the TV programs, says, let us make history, not forget the name Enterprise. So Enterprise is a very good name, and it, like I told you before, it's the star of the show, because the Enterprise TV show with Scott, NX-01, the first Enterprise, was named Enterprise. The original TV show is the Enterprise, and you got Next Generation, it was the Enterprise, and you have B and C, Enterprise. Then you got the online Enterprise. You got all these Enterprises. It drives me nuts. But the point is, it inspires everybody, like you, me, young ones, that, you know, this is where we have this line in the past with all the stuff and associated with each other. It's all associated with reality in NASA and stuff like that. And you got all the fictional Star Trek Enterprise. You got all the other iterations of ships and stuff like that. But the name is pushed on. You never know. You get that young guy that grows up becomes, or a woman, and which we know was inspired by Star Trek, that became scientists or engineers or even some astronauts. I remember that one black woman, she was an astronaut, and she appeared on one of the Next Generation TV shows. The list goes on. The point is to keep ball rolling to inspire us into the future, and that's what I'm trying to do here with what I was trying to push with the Enterprise Legacy Collection. And I have that with my stuff at the American Space Museum, but I thought maybe Igamos would tap into that, but they haven't responded to me. Can you put a word out and find out what's going on with them?
I can check again. I'll check again with the UK customer service manager too, just, you know, to see if you may have heard of anything.
Look, the thing that I've learned in my life to be persistent. That's got me in trouble at times before, because the one reason one manager said, the reason you got this job is because you were persistent. You know, I don't like with what's happening with my mother with her bad infection. I just sit here and wait till the doctor say do this. No, I kept on pushing ahead, and I got things done and rolling, and she's starting to get better now. Because if I sat back, she probably would start to be worse, and maybe the kind of disease she got can be life-threatening. So you got to be ahead of the curve, you know, just not sitting back and waiting for other people to do things for you. And that's not how I do things. I see something bright here. A long story is that I just discovered here in the last month or so, I was looking up stuff in my high school about my choral director. I was revamping my history of my music on page 3. And I found out I graduated from Miami Palmetto in 1972. I was on a creative writing class. And I created the cover and the poster for that creative writing magazine. Now, I find out that somebody very famous, very rich, graduated from my same high school in 1982. It just happens to be Jeff Bezos of Amazon.
Mm.
So I'm going to give him a memento of that creative writing class in 1974 of his school. You know, try to give my, because I'm putting up, I think I've got about 3,000 photos now on page 5, if you ever thumb through it with all this. I mean, I'm just saw some new stuff that I'm putting on right now of other animals and plants. Oh, it's completely amazing. And I just don't want to be hidden. I mean, in my little world of this computer website, I want it to be put out there into the world. I'm not interested in money making. It's like a legacy. We have the technology. It can be made available so everybody can enjoy it, no matter who you are around this planet. You know, from the poorest person to the richest person, in the jungles of Africa to the deserts of the Sahara. You know, the list just goes on. People can enjoy because they can see it everywhere in schools and Disney World, et cetera, et cetera. Because the technology is there to provide for it. Let the people of the world see what we got around us. It's there if you go to Google Images, if you really want to look for it. It's on Pinterest and Dash, you get graphics, you bits and pieces, and animal plants, bits and pieces, screensavers, bits and pieces. But I want to see, have an, like face value, and just see all these images right in front of your face. Wow, what's that? I never saw that. You know. It just opens your eyes and you get appreciation of what we have here in this beautiful planet. So that's why I'm creating that. Besides, I got all these ideas. I'm sitting in my room here, like in my own little basement, creating all these ideas for the Enterprise Legacy Collection and Talk Family. So thank you for your time, man.
No problem.
If you can reach out to me, let me know what's happening.
Okay.
That, because I mean, it's been a couple months or so, and I haven't heard nothing in it. And we submitted it back.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just something on the review or anything, but I pass it on and I'll make sure I'll check back and kind of revive and hey, can you know have we heard anything or can we give him a note or something?
Yeah, I've been trying to get I talked to Terrell a few times. I know he's off on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm Thursdays and Fridays, but I haven't talked to Amanda in a couple months. Is she still on your roster or?
She is. She works different hours now, so she works more evening time. She's also. I'm not sure if she's. Maybe moving. I'm not sure, but I know she works different hours, so she's working mostly evening.
I know who you are and stuff like that, and I've talked to her, and I've shared, and I've talked to with Terrell. He understands.
Yeah, I think you've talked to Phyllis as well.
Phyllis, she's a, but she's not a supervisor. She's just a call center girl, but
she's the same level supervisor as Amanda and Terrell. All three are some of our escalation agents, so they're some of our supervisors, yeah.
All right. I didn't know Phyllis like that because she's very knowledgeable in mm-hmm. scientific and everything like that. So besides that, I'm just going to put this word out to you. You can just share it with your call center people. I mean, I can't pinpoint it right now. It doesn't stick straight right now. But there's a couple times that they don't seem to understand. I can't have to repeat. I say it's not a shop. It's like some of them are not educated as to knowing what to do. I forget the... What was the one today? Can't remember that the process or something. I can't remember. I mean, I can't think right. I've got done with doctors and nurses and therapists and went to the pharmacy for my mother-in-law. But there's a couple of different issues that I said I wanted to talk about. Just your normal call center people with the way they handle the customer and what the customer is looking for, et cetera. Except for basic. One was about even my order numbers. I know I was telling about my account number and then my account number has the last few digits of my order number. I talked to the one yesterday. I talked to the other today. And they haven't told me what it is. I think I have three shop orders. This one was 33. I have one that's, I think, 34. I think it's La Serena and the Kittimer. But I had to call up because I didn't have any kind of that was the one issue, that I get the thank you for your order notification mm-hmm. right there and then when I make the order. Then I get a little bit later on, they give me the order when the item is starting to ship out and where they give me the tracking information. But mm-hmm. at least I get an acknowledgement email stating thank you for your order. So I keep that on my phone just in case until I get the shipping notification. I just got shipping notification like last week for this order that came in today, and they filed suit with information as to when it's going to be delivered and when. And when I checked it today before I went there and said it was delivered, then the other one, because it's pre-ordered, they're not sending me out the notification of the shipment yet. But the other one, I don't even know what order number that is. I think that should be 35. I thought I ordered before 34, but I'm not positive what number that is. And I didn't know if I had ordered it or not, but it said I did. It was the Robin and Bernard Prey from Picard and the online Enterprise F refit.
Let me check.
From online, but this is the online refit that you just came out. And they're all pre-ordered stuff. But I never got and the girl said yesterday that she was going to be sending me out the confirmation email that, saying that I, what's in that order. But I haven't received that confirmation email. I'm talking to you on the phone right now. So I was just going to get that back into my phone so I could keep track of what I have ordered. I was getting ready to reorder that card because I had an email from me. He said, you left something left in your cart. And I saw it in my cart. I thought I had ordered this. And then I called in yesterday. Said, yeah, you ordered that with the Enterprise F. You know, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, that's the online Enterprise F refit. And and she said she was going to send me out another email message, the confirmation that I received the order. That you guys received the order. Thank you for your order. But I don't.
No, we don't have the ability to resend those emails. Unfortunately, they sent by the website. We don't have the ability. Yeah,
okay.
Unfortunately. I'm sorry.
All right. It can be sent. Now, that's for the Enterprise F refit.
The one from. Yeah, I do. So the. Let me see. Okay. It looks like, so the Enterprise F from Star Trek Online, the Yorktown one?
The online, yes.
The order number is 58169370-001. And that's the one, same one had the Romulan Bird of Prey on that from Universe. Yeah.
Yeah, Picard.
And then you have another one that has La Serena. That one just went
Kittimer.
Out, but you have the Kittimer Battlecruiser on that order as well?
Yeah. Because you just came out with another, just last week, another Romulan type. But
mm-hmm.
I'm waiting for that's Picard. That's Picard. That's the multiverse.
Yes,
Oh, God. What did they say? What did they say? Card. They go, nothing I asked you before. I just got the magazines. I'm not positive, but I think the Picard magazines are about the same size as the Discovery magazines.
I believe so. I believe that's probably going to be the standard size. Yes.
But the online is smaller.
Oh, really?
I mean,
it's smaller than the Discovery one?
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't had my hands on one of the online ones.
Okay, here's the measurements of the Picard. It's 6.5 by 8.5. Whereas the online is 5.5 by 7.5.
Okay, about 1 inch less per
yeah,
side.
So the thing is that you gave me the, you got me the Discovery binder, because
mm-hmm.
you only can get, that's what I don't understand. Why, if you can tell, you got the basic binder that I bought years ago from for the rigorous collectors
mm-hmm.
thing. Then you came out with the Federation ship one and the alien ship one. The basic binder is $10, like $9.95, and
mm-hmm.
the other two that have pictures on it of the ships for the Federation, which is blue, and the green is for the alien ships. They're like $19.95. So they fit those larger 8.5 by 11 magazines. Then you started coming out with the Discovery, and you said that those binders were only available if you got the collection and you sent me out.
Right.
So that, so I'm collecting that. Now, the point is, I've got all my online magazines all loose here. I got
mm-hmm.
issue number 9, 11, and 13 that I haven't put outside my bookcase outside. And now, like a card, I guess these cards are about the same size as, if I'm not mistaken, because I know the Discovery is larger than online. I don't think it's different.
Yeah, I'm not sure if we'll have a binder for the online. If we do, though, it should be available on the website, because that's a shop exclusive, that collection. So if we do have a binder for that one, it should be on the shop, because, like I said, it's a shop exclusive.
Talk to your high-ups that they should make it available. I'll purchase it. Come on.
Well, I can send a suggestion.
What do I do? Force us to buy the complete collection so we can get a binder?
Right.
Is that the deal?
It's a shop exclusive, so if there is a binder, it'll definitely be available in the shop. But I'm so sorry, I have to run because I have to go get my son at daycare. But thank you, thank you for checking in, and I'll check about that signed delivery just to make sure what's going on, because I was already looking into it. Okay.
I'm not worried about that, because I don't mind signing it. The main thing is that Enterprise makes the collection display things and exhibits it quicker. All right.
Yep, I'll try to revive that thread.
Go, go, go.
Thank you for calling, Mamas. Bye-bye.